Hello?
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from Archtop Fiber. Is this Miss Barnum?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hello, ma'am. We were speaking just a moment ago about Archtop Fiber Internet Service.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. I just wanted to give you a call back about that. So I did ask about any kind of discounts that we offer. And right now, we are only offering a $10 discount for auto pay and paperless billing. And that applies to any plan that you could get. And then we don't have a senior citizen discount. Let me see here. And then the lowest plan that we offer right now is the 500 megabyte plan. Yes.
Okay, and that's how much?
That would be the $59.99 a month.
With the paperless billing, it's $59.95,
yes.
And then $24.99 with the phone. Now, what I wanted to ask you, a couple of things. First of all, if I get the internet and the phone, with the internet, are I getting, like, you know, it's just internet. It's like I don't get any channels or anything like that, or I'm trying to understand what you mean by internet.
That's okay, yes. So with the plan, it's just the internet itself. But if you happen to have a smart TV, I don't know if you have one of those. If you have a
I have Roku.
Okay, yes, yes. So for Roku, if you have a Roku device, there are some streaming services that you can get through the internet. We don't offer the TV plans ourselves, but if you have the Roku device, you could use and get your streaming services through our internet. Yes.
Okay, so the other question I'd like to ask you, with hidden fees, taxes, and all that, what would it come to per month to have the phone and the internet?
Okay, yes, I understand. And so Archtop Fiber does not have any contracts or hidden fees. Let me see here. Let me look up what that price would be. So for the $59.99 plus the $24.99. Okay, let me see here. So that comes out to the $84.98. Let me go ahead and look up that phone service. Hold on one moment. Let's see here. Okay, yes. We have no taxes or hidden fees on the phone service either. So the full price, it should be $84.98 per month.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's definitely better than Spectrum.
Oh, no, yes. Okay, yes.
Because that's who I have. Now, if I were to switch over, they would have to... Everything's free to get it installed and Spectrum to shut off and go to Arch Fiber and all that?
Yes, yes. The installation is free and the techs will come out and do all the installation and any help that you need setting up your service there. And then you could wait. We suggest that you wait until after you're connected to cancel whatever service you have now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, right. This that way it's on my internet. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you is that comes – I have a router and a modem. The router is my own. The modem is with Spectrum. Can I keep my own router?
Yes, yes, you could use your own equipment. So whatever equipment that you have, if you just have the router, Archtop will provide the modem for you, or you could use both. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so, yes.
Okay, now, do they charge anything for the router and modem per month?
No, those are free. Both the router and the modem, if you used our equipment, those are free every month. And we do also include one free extender, which is just a Wi-Fi extender box. And you could put that somewhere else in your house. And it just allows the signal strength to be, like if you put the router in the front of the house, you could put the extender mm-hmm. in the back of the house. And that is also included for free.
Oh, okay. So let me put that down. It's called a Wi-Fi extender. Is that what you said?
Yes, the extender. And that just, if you have like a two-story house and the router was in the living room, you could put the extender upstairs and that just connects the Wi-Fi strength throughout the house.
Well, yeah, for me, the situation is I live in a one floor trailer shaped space, although I'm not in a trailer, but it's just all one floor. And my router is in the living room, which is at the very front, and my bedroom is at the very back. So the extent I have a problem that with the spectrum, the signal wasn't that good in the bedroom, but I would still get the Wi-Fi extender, so that should change that.
Yes, that could help with that. So if you put the router wherever you place it in the house, we do include a free extender. And so you could put that extender in your bedroom, and that should help it. If it's only one story, that should help it reach all the way throughout the house.
Ah, okay. So what do I do now? I probably have to, if I make an appointment, do I have to have any is any money get taken out up front?
Let me see here. The installation is completely free, and then the payment would be due the first date of service. So yes, so the day that you get installed, that would be when the first month's payment is due.
Okay. All right. I guess my next question is making an appointment.
Okay, yes, I understand. And so what we can do, if you would like to sign up today, you can always sign up yourself over the internet online, or you could sign up over the phone with me today if you would like. And it's just a simple form. It only takes about 5 minutes just to get all the information. And then from there, you can choose your installation date. So whenever you would like to get installed, you can choose that date anytime from like 5 days out from now.
Okay, so... See, the thing is I don't have to have any money today if I set up the appointment today, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So it would be from the day they actually come out here.
Yes, yes, and that can be scheduled. If your service is available right now, which we can check, it would be 5 days out from today, and then any time after that. So it doesn't have to be 5 days. It could be any time after that. Yes.
Okay, so 5 days. Let me see. Gotta take out my calendar because I do it the old way. looking at my appointments here. Okay, so today's date is the 14th. So 5 business days you're talking about?
We do have Saturday installation. So 5 days from today, it could be installed this Saturday on the 19th. If we check and there are appointments available that day, or any time after the 21st.
Ah, okay. Well, how would Saturday the 19th would work?
Okay, yes, yes. Let me see here. And so what we can do, if you would like to fill out the form over the phone, I can help you with that today, and then we can check to see what installation dates are available, if you would like.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, yes, I can help you with that today. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so let me see what information we need here. Let me see here. So I do already have your name, and let me just confirm that again just once more. Your first name, Catherine, Catherine. Last name, Barnum, Barnum.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your phone number, 845-217-5037?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your home address?
31 Carpenter Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay, thank you. And that street name Carpenter, just to confirm, is that Carpenter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So was that 31 Carpenter Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just go ahead and look up that address here. Okay, yes, I do see that here. Okay. Okay, yes, I do see that here. Okay, and it does look like service is already available. It was available in June of this year, and so we could sign up anytime. Okay, and let me see here. And so there's just a few questions on this form here.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, and so you were saying that you were interested in the 500 megabyte plan?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I do see that here. Okay. Okay, and you were also saying, were you saying that you would like to keep your own router?
I would like to just keep my router. The modem belongs to Spectrum.
Okay, yes. Okay, so for in that case, what I'll do is I'll choose here Archtop Wireless Equipment, and because of that, I'll choose that just because you'll need the router from us as well.
Oh.
So,
I can't use my own router with your modem?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can use your router, but because you'll need our modem, I'll just go ahead and put down that you'll need our modem there.
Okay.
Then you can just tell the text that you would like to use your own router. And
okay.
Yes.
But that's all free. So the router, the modem, and the extender, no charge for that every month.
Yes, free.
Okay, good.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Okay, and then would you also like to add the phone service plan?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add that here. Okay, and then would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. And that is that the number here, the 845-217-5037?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add that here. Okay, and then will you need any telephone jacks installed at your house?
Everything goes through the modem, and I just have I have my own cordless handsets.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you don't need any additional jacks installed?
No.
Okay, all right. And then would you like to add an additional phone line?
Just the one line.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Let me see here. Okay, and then do you rent or own your current house?
Rent.
Okay, and then let me see here. And then what is the property owner's name?
Kevin Carpenter. Oh, do you have to have permission from the landlord?
Let me see here. The only information that we need is their name and their phone number, if you have that as well.
Okay, well, I got his wife's phone number. I don't have his. It's a cell phone. Let me give you Lucy's phone number.
Okay.
I just got to get my cell phone out so I can give you that number. Okay, let's see. Because when they install, they don't make any changes to the property itself, right?
Correct, yes. They don't do
so, that. Okay, so it's not something that I need to ask my landlord in advance. Because they're not making any changes in any physical way.
No, and then, however, the internet will be installed will be how your current utility wires are currently feeding into your home. Do you know if that's through the air or under the ground?
Everything here is underground. This is a private road. There's no poles on this road.
Okay, yes. Okay, so they'll go the same way. Yes.
So there's no other change where I'd have to ask them in advance, because if there's going to be any change in any way to the property, I would ask him first. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay,
if it's
yes.
Okay.
Yes, I understand. Let me see here. If it's a private road.
Yes, private road.
For something like that, let me see here. that might be something where you might want to ask and go ahead and ask about that, because I'm not sure. I know that they do go, if it was through the air, they would go through the air. If it's under the ground, they would do the same. I know that they do have to do drops sometime to install that, but I'm not sure. Let me see here. Let me see if I can ask real fast and keep you on the line, because I don't, so we don't have to start a new phone call here. Let me see here.
Okay.
Let me see if I can just place you on a brief hold for about 1 or 2 minutes and then see if I can ask about that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on one moment.